Foundations of Amateur Radio. I've owned a Yaesu FT-857D radio since becoming an amateur, and at the time I was absolutely blown away by how much radio fits inside the box. It's smaller than most of the commercial radios I'd seen when I bought it. I came across a video by Michael, Kilo Bravo 9, Victor Bravo Romeo, the other day, showcasing a wooden cigar box with a complete, well, almost complete, POTA, or Parks on the Air activation kit. I say almost, since Dave, Kilo Zulu 9 Victor, the owner of the kit, points out that the box doesn't contain an antenna. It made me wonder, how small is small? According to RigPix, the lightest transmitter on an amateur band, in this case the 5 GHz or 5 cm band, is an amateur TV transmitter, weighing in at 3.9 grams. The eShine TX06 is capable of FM with about 18 MHz of bandwidth with an audio subcarrier. Of course, that's not a transceiver, but I thought it worth mentioning in case you needed an excuse for something tiny in your shack. Besides, as far as I can tell, there's never too much amateur TV in the world. I've built a crystal radio on a breadboard, which is tiny, but it doesn't transmit. So, to set the stage, I think we need to limit ourselves to transceivers, that is, a device capable of both transmitting and receiving, on amateur bands. Before continuing, I'd like to express my thanks to Yana, Sierra Mike Zero, Oscar Foxtrot Victor for the RigPix.com database that he's been maintaining in Notepad since 2000. Without the invaluable information documented for the currently 7,512 radios, I'd be spending an awful lot of time hunting for information. Moving on, the Faraday RF board is a transceiver capable of using 900 MHz or the 33 cm band. It comes in at 30 grams, but without a computer, it's a circuit board with potential. The Pico APRS by Tanner, Delta Bravo 1 November Tango Oscar, is a 2-meter transceiver specifically for APRS. Weighs in at 52 grams and similar in look and a third of the weight of an Ericsson T18 mobile phone. Speaking of mobile phones, the Pico APRS does Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, can pair with your phone and act as an AX25 modem. I'll confess, I'm drooling. Moving right along, for 70 centimetres there's a Rubikson Walk and Talk, weighs in at 65 grams. Mind you, the RigPix database puts this under the license-free PMR 446 section, which comes with a sage warning. Check your local laws before transmitting. There's a few Alinco DJ-C models for different markets that operate on 2 metres or 70 centimetres, weighing in at 75 grams. The ADALM Pluto weighs 114 grams, but you'll need a USB power supply of some sort to make it do anything. It can operate between 70 MHz and 6 GHz, but the user interface is limited to a single button and LED. So if you want to interact with it, you'll need some external technology. Moving on to HF transceivers, weighing in at 199 grams, without the bag but all the options, is the Elecraft KH1. Transmits on 40, 30, 20, 17 and 15 metres and receives between 6 and 22 MHz. It's CW only, but you can receive SSB. If CW isn't your thing, RTTY and PSK can be used on the 40 metre band with a silent system Handy PSK 40. Presumably the Handy PSK 20 runs on 20 metres, both weigh in at 250 grams. The Zettel P20XX SSB does SSB, AM, FM and CW, transmits on 10, 11, 12 and 15 metres as well as the Mars frequencies, and receives between 14 and 30 MHz, weighs 300 grams, even comes with CTCSS. Another Elecraft model, the KX2, weighs in at 370 grams, does 80 metres to 10 metres and the WAC bands, does SSB, CW and data. Mind you, you'll also need to add the weight for the microphone and paddles and factor in a computer if you want to do more than PSK and RTTY. The Expert Electronics Sun SDR2 QRP does 160 metres to 10 metres, the WAC bands and 6 metres, weighs in at 500 grams, has a network port and two independent receivers, operates at 5 watts. There's no user interface unless you count the reset and power buttons, so I'm not sure if it can operate on any mode with just a microphone. But given the depending on software disclaimers throughout, I'm going to guess you'll need to bring a computer to make it sing. The Ryzen RS918 SSB does all HF amateur bands between 160 meters and 10 meters, has a user interface and display, even a big tuning knob, has built-in free DV and does FM, SSB and CW. I'd hazard guess that this is the lightest self-contained transceiver that you can take out on a POTA mission to a park, weighs 623 grams and comes with an internal battery. The Elecraft KX3 also does 160 meters to 10 meters and 6 meters with a 2 meter option, weighs in at 680 grams, but that doesn't include any options. And finally, we pass 1 kilogram and hit 1100 grams and discover a radio that does all bands and modes, the ICOM IC705 with a battery, but no antenna. The Yaesu FT817, FT817DN and FT818 weigh 70 grams more, but that weight includes both a battery and antenna. Of course, there are other options. For example, there's the True SDX by Manuel, Delta Lima 2 Mike Alpha November, and Guido, Papa Echo 1 November November Zulu. Does 80, 60, 40, 30, and 20 meters, CW, SSB, AM, and FM. Comes in a kit, weighs 140 grams. It's not on RigPix, so I only know about it because it was mentioned by Dave, Kilo Zulu 9 Victor. Similarly, I bumped into, wait for it, a single transistor transceiver called the Petitico. In case you're wondering, Petitico means very small in Portuguese, and Petitico means very, very small. Designed by Miguel, Papa Yankee 2 Oscar Hotel, it comes in various revisions, including one by Cyprian, Yankee Oscar 6 Delta X-ray Echo, also known as DX Explorer on YouTube, complete with a circuit board design and with some modifications can do AM in addition to CW. It's also not in the RigPix database, and I have no idea what it weighs. The point being that this rundown is intended as a starting point to explore how small you can really get, and still activate the park or peak you intended to. While you're contemplating weight, remember to account for power, control, and most importantly, an antenna, or six. Again, big thank you to Yana, Sierra Mike, Azura, Oscar, Foxtrot, Victor for the RigPix.com website. Also, thank you for the memories of the Spectra Video SV318 and SV328. The last time I bumped into one of those was in 1980 Mumble, when I was working in a computer shop on the Haarlemmerstraat in Leiden, Mr. Micro Zap, if you're curious. What lightweight adventures are you looking for next? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.